Maryland's Morning News, WBAL and WBAL.com.
Well, how many car owners does it take to change a light bulb? The answer is none, because you can't do it yourself anymore. I've got a peeve this morning, and I want to share it with our car guy, John Davis, the host of Motor Week on MPT. Hi, John. Happy New Year.
Okay, I'm ready, Bill.
I noticed last night that my high beam was out. My bulb was burned out. So I went out and I went right to the auto parts store and I bought a new one. And I took it home and opened the hood to put the new bulb in. And couldn't immediately figure out how to do it. And I didn't want to screw anything up. So I went in and went to that arbiter of all things, YouTube, and looked for the answer and how do you replace the light bulb. And found out that you have to take out the wheel well, take out something under the hood, and maybe move part of the bumper to do it. Changing a light bulb that used to be a five-second process in some of these cars now, and I'm not driving some hotshot sports car.
No, it doesn't matter.
It's an hour-long process, or you can pay a dealer like $150 to change your light bulb.
And that's correct. And what's gone on is with the cars wanting to get, automakers want to make the cars lighter. They have changed away around a lot of the structure in the front. A lot of that is for better crash protection. They've jammed more things into less space, so the cars actually, in many cases, have gotten smaller under the hood so they can make the cabin larger. And guess what? Mm-hmm. Routine maintenance, like changing air filters and light bulbs, has become almost impossible for the average person. I've had plenty of trouble with cars I have, and I know a little bit more about them than most people do.
Yeah, I was just shocked because I don't know how many times I've changed headlight bulbs before and in older cars, and it was just, you unscrew the last one, you put the new one in, and that was it. And now it's, a major mechanical undertaking.
Yeah, you have to pull off a connector, then you have to flip open a little retainer, which often there's not room to do that unless, like you said, you remove the inner wheel well and you go in that way.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I see more of this coming because things like lights now are becoming high-end styling features, and some new lights you have to replace the whole module, and they're hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, which kind of leads right into the next topic, which is the big consumer electronics show is underway in Las Vegas, and a lot of what is coming out of there again this year has to do with your car, because cars and technology, somebody described them now as smartphones on wheels.
And it's going to be even more so, and even GM is talking about that's exactly what they want to turn your car into, so that you can do almost anything you can do from a tablet or smartphone when you're sitting in your house from your car, but of course, voice activated. That's the ideal situation. I mean, one of the fun parts of the Consumer Electronics Show is Ford came out and said, look, you're going to be able to order a pizza from your car through a new app through their Sync system. And we're thinking, well, can't you do that anyway?
Yeah.
But, of course, they're saying with, a couple of little commands and it's instantly done. So there's no barrier that's going to be left between your smartphone and your car and what you can do.
You can order it there. You can pick it up. You just can't eat it there.
And speaking of lights, at the CES, Audi also talked about putting lasers as their new front lighting source on a large number of cars. It'll enable you to see about 40% further down the road than the best lights today.
Plus, if somebody gets in your way, you just zap them?
I'm not sure it'll work quite that way, but just think about the cost of replacement of something like that.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Yeah. That's somebody's making money on this deal.
It's not the owner.
We have wrapped up 2013.
Right.
I guess in every year there's winners and losers in terms of who was really selling things last year and who wasn't.
I think among the big winners is probably, you have to certainly say Ford. They finished up a couple of points higher than the industry as a whole. The industry as a whole did well. It was about 8% up. But Ford actually gained some market share. Chrysler did too. GM lost a point. But pretty much they stayed with the market. The big losers were people like Hyundai, which had been on such a roll and ended the year flat. Mm-hmm. And Volkswagen also had been on a roll the last couple of years, and they were about down a percentage point. Mercedes-Benz, big winner, up 13%. When you look at some of the other brands like Honda, they were basically with the market. Toyota also did very, very well. They were up about 7% for the year. So just under the overall industry, but their comeback from where they had been way down because of all of the quality and tsunami problems really surprised everybody.
Thank you, John. And I guess I'm just going to have to suck it up and go take the car to the dealer to change my light bulb.
Well, why don't you talk to a local technician? Because, you know, he'll basically probably, or he or she will charge you less. And it's not a very difficult job, just a little time consuming.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I knew you'd know the answer. Thanks, John.
No, just some help.
John Davis, the host of Motor Week on MPT.